Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you join in as we face the issues each and every day on this broadcast. We look forward to your dialogue and discussion, your comments, your inquiries in relationship to the subject of the day. Today we'll be talking about the real State of the Union. I understand that Joe Biden, if he wakes enough, if he's not sleeping too late, will be bringing the State of the Union address this evening. Thought it would be fitting to do a statement about the real State of the Union from a Christian, conservative, central biblicist viewpoint. What is the real condition of America? What is the real state of the Union today? Are we better off than 2.5-3 years ago? Are we worse off? Are we safer today? What is the real state of the Union? We'll talk about that today. You're invited to join in the dialogue and discussion. Perhaps you've got a little insight in relationship to where you feel that we are as the State of the Union. That is talking about the condition of our great nation, United States of America. Psalms 11:3 says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to suggest several things today that I believe the righteous can do, should do, ought to do, and I believe biblically would be mandated to do. So as we think on the subject today, the real state of the Union, let me remind you, we face the issues based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It is the truth book. John 8:31-32, the Lord Jesus speaking to his disciples said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. And further in John 17:17, the scripture says, thy word is truth, speaking of the truth of the word of God. Then in Psalms 117:2, the Bible says the truth of the Lord endures forever. So may I suggest to you, as we do each and every day, in my brief monologue on this broadcast, that we need to stick with the truth of the word of God. It is the source. It is not CNN, NBC, ABC. And when we face the issues on this broadcast, we do so not based on denominational dogma or political philosophical rhetoric, but based on having a central biblicist worldview. And that is looking at the events in the world, the events politically, socially, economically, morally, ethically, biblically, and spiritually, looking at all events through the prism of the inspired word of God. That's having a central biblicist worldview. And I believe that's the view that we need to take each and every day. It is the truth book. It was the secularist George Orwell in his dystopian novel entitled 1984 that made the statement, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. We find that to be absolutely true, if I could use that term, today, perhaps more than in the history of the United States of America. Unfortunately, we find, according to the latest survey, the latest investigative report, we find, ladies and gentlemen, that 55% of the 18 to 35-year-old age group called the millennials believe that each person determines their own version of truth. And may I say that's the problem that we're having today. That's the problem we're having, if you please, using the term, I don't even like the term, but reaching across the aisle. Because we have so many that's in Washington today, in Tallahassee today, and in the Marble Castle in downtown Jacksonville today, that's supposed to be our elected leaders, that have sold out to the lobbyist and to what is most progressive for that individual in climbing the ladder of authority and leadership. I find it appalling that we are so saturated in the greed and gravis in the leadership roles that we fail to recognize that God created civil government. And God created civil government, according to Romans 13th chapter, to prosecute evil and to protect the good. We find those roles reversed today. We need to stick to the truth. It is the truth that counts. In fact, it was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that said, "Truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible." Listen to what he says. "If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity in our nation," end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the reason I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus said, "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death." And that's my challenge on this broadcast each and every day. I believe as Christians, as patriots, as conservatives, we need to absolutely seek the truth, listen to the truth. And that won't be found on the Communist Network News. It will not be found on any of the network news. Every now and then there's a modicum, a little sliver of truth that you might hear on Fox News, but it's growing, that bright light that used to be there with Fox is growing dimmer and dimmer each and every day as we watch the, the diminishing of truth even on that network. Ladies and gentlemen, when you look behind the scenes at the leadership on the board with Fox, you wonder why we have any truth coming out of Fox News at all. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Tam. Tools for Tam is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Tam carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Tam carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment, including the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Tam has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. Tools for Tam's knowledgeable staff can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Tam is located at 11291, that's 11291, Old St. Augustine Road, right in the heart of Mandarin, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory, the U.S. flag, flowing 24/7. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Tam. But wait, there's some good news. Tools for Tam is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Tam is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in at Tools for Tam. Drop by Tools for Tam, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does placing you in the family of Tools for Tam. ToolsForTam.com, ToolsForTam.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a few minutes for a brief monologue. Then we're going to introduce our very special guest today. We're going to talk about what Biden will perhaps say today, what his points of emphasis will be in his, reading the script that's been made for him, developed for him, and placed before him on his cards. We want to see what Biden says as his claim to fame. We're going to look at what he contends to be the major things that we need to look at. I'm very interested, fascinated with the potential. Will Biden say tonight publicly that he's running for re-election in 2024? I wonder what he's going to say. Find the latest poll says that 38% of Democrats say they do not want him to run for re-election. Now, that's a massive number of Democrats for a Democratic Party, for their man in office, to say they do not want him to run for office. And just about half of the number, just about half the Democrats are saying they certainly do not want Kamala Harris as the next president. So my question is, will Joe Biden run for president 2024? Will Joe Biden be alive in 2024? I don't know. I don't know if any of us will. Will Joe Biden be president even by the end of this year, much less 2024? Will Joe Biden be removed from office? There's talk about that by the socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist Democrats themselves of how to remove Joe Biden. But they're in a state of consternation as to how they remove Kamala Harris first. Now, about a year and a half ago, I made the statement that I don't believe that Joe Biden would remain in office beyond about the 2022 fall elections or shortly thereafter. I still stick to that commitment that I believe Joe Biden will be removed. I believe that Joe Biden will not run for re-election. I believe that Kamala Harris will not be the next president. I believe that somehow, some way, with what the Democrats are now wanting to do, and with all that's being brought up about Joe Biden and his, his Biden family cabal that's been bought and paid for by the Communist Party of China, I believe then with this, which has just taken place with 1 week of allowing the Communist Chinese Party's, surveillance balloon to fly over America. I believe with all of these coming to a dovetail and a conclusion, I believe they're going to use that to remove Joe Biden. But they've got a problem. They've got to figure out a way to remove Kamala Harris first, in my most humble opinion. We're going to talk about these things, and we'll talk about what we perceive he's going to say in the address to the nation this evening in relationship to the State of the Union. So we're talking about the real State of the Union. So it's my opinion, ladies and gentlemen, that as Christians, conservatives, and as patriots, we need to speak up, stand up, no longer sit in silence as we, ladies and gentlemen, witness our biblical Christian foundations being eroded, destroyed by this administration. Keep in mind, Psalms 11:3, if the foundations be destroyed, what shall the righteous do? Ladies and gentlemen, in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 34, righteousness, that means rightness before God, exalteth, lifts up, glorifies a nation, but sin is a reproach, literally means dishonor, a shame, an insult to any people. We find ourselves as a great, once great nation in that position today of what is taking place because of the one that's in leadership role destroying the morals, ethics, and the values of our great nation. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we want to stand and refute. We want to stand and refute in advance what I believe Joe Biden is going to be saying in relationship to the State of the Union address. Let me just give you three or four points of where I believe Joe Biden will go and some of the statements he'll make. And then if you listen to the State of the Union address, see if I have covered the points succinctly and or correctly. And after I have made these few comments, we're going to introduce our guest today, and we're going to discuss some of the things that I call declensions in this administration, the destruction of our nation and our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, the destruction of the morals, ethics, and the values under the pen, executive order pen, of Joe Biden. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe Biden is going to try to convince us that the economy is getting better. I believe he's going to point to some statistical data that says the economy is getting better, that the inflation is being reduced, that the hyperinflation is now being slowed down. I believe that Joe Biden is going to try to convince us that employment's up. They're looking at fictitious, fallacious, phony employment numbers. They're not looking at the equation of how many people in the formerly employed position are not employed today, not seeking employment, simply sitting on the sideline, drawing a federal paycheck to sit down. Ladies and gentlemen, what Joe Biden is going to say to us is that employment is up and that he has delivered us from the ravages of COVID-19. I believe Biden's part of Biden's address this evening, he'll talk about how he and he alone delivered America from the ravages of COVID-19. He'll brag about the fact of the fast track of Pfizer vaccinations when he did not start it. Unfortunately, that was started at the hands of the previous president, Donald J. Trump. In fact, I am saddened to say, but that's one of the major, major problems I find that will be a negative for Trump and his campaign for 2024. But nevertheless, I believe Biden's going to try to convince we the people that he saved us from death by the forced jab, by the forced vaccination, by the forced mask and the threat of future lockdowns. He will try to convince us that his administration has provided us with great jobs, with opportunities, and safer schools. He'll try to tell us that we have safer schools and safer streets. And in general, he's going to point to the bold recent action. Listen, he's going to point out that he ordered the Chinese communist spying balloon. He ordered it to be shot down. That's what he said. He said he ordered it to be done on Wednesday. And the generals in charge says, oh, no, Mr. President, we think we need to wait until Saturday. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if that had taken place, that's treason. And those generals need to be fired. If you believe that took place, then you're believing a demonic devil's lie. I don't believe that took place any more than I believe that Joe Biden is a good president. He shot down the communist spy balloon. Wow, what a thought. But ladies and gentlemen, that's the summary of what I believe Joe Biden is going to try to convince the nation that he's accomplished in his speech tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, in a moment, we're going to go down a list of what I call the real State of the Union condition of the United States of America. But ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce for you, our listeners today, one that I believe can address some of these issues right well. One that I have confidence in his insight and wisdom from a conservative Christian's vantage point. I am delighted to have today, ladies and gentlemen, with us, Congressman Mike Hill. Congressman Hill is the former District 1 Florida representative. Welcome to the broadcast today, Congressman Hill.
Dr. Youngblood, thank you so much for having me on your show today. And it's interesting that we're going to be discussing Biden's State of the Union address this evening. I was asked by an organization if I would watch the State of the Union address and then provide comments on it. And I had to decline. I told them I can't force myself to be tortured like that, because I know, as you say, it's going to be full of lies. And candidly, Dr. Youngblood, I haven't watched a State of the Union address for years. Probably the last one I watched was back during the Bush administration, and that was when he briefed us shortly after 9/11 attack. And the reason I don't watch them anymore is because a lot of it is just propaganda. It's just the president boasting about his administration instead of actually giving us the correct State of the Union.
Yes.
And both sides do it. And then there's always this one thing that drives me crazy, Dr. Youngblood, and that is after every sentence, they applaud. Mm-hmm. And they do it for any president. And it drives me. I said, we could be finished with this in 15 minutes. That's if right. You would just let him finish what he is saying. So I haven't watched one in many years. And I likely won't watch it tonight. I'll just pick up tomorrow what all the talking heads are saying about it.
Well, I will probably watch a portion of it. I usually teach in the college on Tuesday evenings. I lecture in my lecture series that I do each semester for the university. So I won't get to watch the majority of it. But I will watch with serious interest as to whether or not my insight is on target. He's going to talk about, I'm sure, inflation is down. In fact, Congressman, I find that the real numbers, and I'm not a mathematician, I'm not an economist, I don't have that much brilliance when it comes to, as I call it, the numbers game, but as I perceive it, we're probably at somewhere between 13% and 15% inflation. 13% to 15%
right.
Is the real inflationary rate. When you look at a dozen eggs, an egg selling for about a dollar a piece, not a dozen, about a dollar per egg. I was watching Fox this morning, Fox and Friends, at about 6:30 this morning on television. They said in New York, eggs are running $1. One man said, well, it's not quite a dollar. He said, well, it's $11 and some few cents for the dozen eggs. So that's about a dollar an egg. In California, eggs are running about $10 a dozen. And gasoline is still on the rise majorly. Everything else is increasing, 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 and yet they are using what I call fictitious, phony calculations to come up with saying that inflation is running about 8 or 9%. The point is, I believe Biden will say that inflation is down. They've got it under control. Janet Yellen is the biggest liar that they have when it comes to talking about inflation. And yet we have everything that we buy, eat, or use in any fashion is majorly up. He's going to talk about the fact that they have made fuel available, and most are not aware of the fact that the millions of gallons out of our national fuel reserve tanks were sold to China. And the question has never been asked by those conservatives in Washington, why did that happen? What took place that caused it to happen? So we're going to be looking at some major, what I call ball-faced lies, if I can use that publicly, and make that statement as we watch that this evening. Congressman, I've said, and you've heard me many times talk about the fact that they'll be removing Joe Biden. We find today that openly, it's an open secret, that the Democrats do not want Kamala Harris. What are your thoughts in relationship to his being a real candidate for 2024? What are your thoughts in relationship to Biden's really running again? Will he announce tonight that he's going to run again? Will he really be on track for running a campaign in 2023 for election in 2024? What are your thoughts on that? How do you stand on that position?
Well, Dr. Youngblood, I know you said this several times, and I tend to agree with you, that Biden is not even going to last through his current administration, that he is going to be removed. What the media has seemed to have suppressed is the fact that highly classified documents were found in Biden's possession in unsecured locations. Mm-hmm. That is illegal. You are not allowed to do that. And he had possession of those documents either when he was a senator or as a vice president. He's had them for some time. And there's even evidence that Chinese operatives have had access to those documents. Mm-hmm. That is an illegal event that he should be tried for, and if found guilty, he should face the consequences. For him to have the audacity to say that he's going to run in 2024, I think might, if he does do that, would be an attempt to just further push aside the fact that he was found in possession illegally with classified documents. And because of that, they're just trying to push it aside. And if he were to state he's running for president, then that would then become the news, not the fact that he had illegal documents in his possession. Joe Biden and his family is a crime operation.
Yes.
That should be investigated completely and fully. And I know that Jim Jordan, who's now chairman of the committee in the House of Representatives, is proceeding with some investigation, but we're hearing nothing about it from our press, which is nothing more than an arm of the Democrat Party.
Absolutely. In fact, one of the things that's recently come out, and I find it fascinating, and it's not hit the press generally speaking, is the fact that Hunter Biden's attorneys have now openly said, openly admitted, that the Hunter Biden laptop is, in fact, Hunter Biden's laptop, as though we didn't know. And the FBI had that laptop since September of 2019. And it's just now coming about that they're admitting that it belongs to him. I don't know how that will play into the game that we're faced with Joe Biden. I really believe that he will announce that he's going to run, that he is a candidate for 2024. It's what's called having the stiff upper lip, that I'm not going to back down. But with the preponderance of the evidence about the Biden family cabal and the fact that they are owned, controlled, bought, and paid for by the hundreds of millions of dollars out of China and Russia and other places around the world. If that were Trump, he would be crucified daily in the news media. He would be immediately persecuted, prosecuted, and impeached without any hate, without any waste of time from the left. but I am concerned about where we're going in the days before us, because let's face it, the world sees us as weak today. The world sees us as having a weak president and a weak nation. And let's face it, we have no borders. America, according to the latest statistical gathering data, we've got upward of the gotaways and those that we know that's crossed the border, upward of 5.5 to 6 million people that's been brought in. So, Congressman, just with that one thing alone, with the open borders, isn't it true that in our Constitution that the president is charged with, number one, protecting our borders?
Yes, he is. And in fact, because he has abdicated that responsibility, that alone, regardless of everything else he has done, that alone is grounds for impeachment, dereliction of duty. And the House should bring up impeachment charges against him, regardless of if it will pass over in the Senate or not. It is your duty, it is your responsibility to bring him up on charges of impeachment because of his lack of not securing our border. And on that alone is all they have to charge him with, and there is plenty of evidence to say guilty. What's interesting, Dr. Youngblood, I read just recently that a lot of those illegal aliens who were taken to New York City, that a lot of them are leaving New York City now and going to Canada,
mm-hmm.
because they're saying that New York City is unsafe and full of drugs, and they can't get any jobs there. So utterly unbelievable. Here's New York declaring itself as a sanctuary city. New York City declaring itself as a sanctuary city. The illegal aliens come there and don't want to stay. They want to go to Canada. It's going to be interesting to see how Prime Minister Trudeau is going to treat them as they try to cross the border.
Absolutely. It's a fascinating game that we see being played out, if we want to call it a game, where you have the political leaders like the mayor of New York that had bragged about being a sanctuary city and open welcome for anybody, any place, anytime, legal or illegal. And yet when he gets the major number of illegals coming in, all of a sudden he challenges the president that Joe Biden needs to do something about it. I find it fascinating, challenging to the mind even, that you have major Democrats like that, that's challenging the president to do something about it. But one of the things, Congressman, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 831-0917. If you'd like to jump in the dialogue and discussion, we're talking about the real State of the Union. We're talking about where we are in America and what Joe Biden will perhaps say tonight. Now, Congressman, I believe that Joe Biden will say something to the effect that he has caused us to have safer streets, safer schools, and safer, how would you say, health-wise, because of his push for the COVID-19 vaccination. When in reality, when all the numbers are studied, we find that more people are dying as a result of the COVID jab than because of COVID itself. And yet Joe Biden is the one that gave us the lockdowns. Joe Biden is the one that gave us the nurses being fired, the military being fired because of not taking the jab. And yet we find our medical associations across America today at the weakest point in history because of not having the nurses. And we're at the weakest point in history with our military. There's some 25% lack of readiness, down 25% lack of readiness because of the number of military that's been put out because of not following Joe Biden's executive orders. What is your take on that? What is your position? We've got about a minute before the top of the hour news. Give us a brief answer, and we'll come back to that.
Dr. Youngblood, I think our military is probably at its weakest point that it has been in quite some time and is in danger of not being able to fulfill its mission of defending this nation. The only thing that is saving us is not the leadership in the military, because it is a weak, feckless leadership, but because of the young men and women who volunteer to defend this nation, who will do so heroically if they are called upon to do so.
Yes.
We cannot trust the leadership that we have right now in the military.
Hold your thoughts there, ladies and gentlemen. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
Visit conservative.edu.